A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, the angel said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But Mary was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has already conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary then said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. I have listened to several commentators this year complaining that Christmas is too child-oriented. Even the liturgies, they say, are especially designed to cater for the children who come to church. There may be a point to what they say. But we also need to listen to Jesus saying, "For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." It could be that it is a case of the children converting the adults. And I have to confess, I love children's liturgies, and especially at Christmas. It should not escape our notice that Mary was little more than a child when the angel Gabriel appeared to her. Some of the Marys in the live Christmas scene at local churches may well be the same age as the Mary to whom the angel appeared. However, the difference is very apparent too. Mary had little education, would not have worn a pretty dress, would have been helping out in her home from early morning till late at night. She would have been denied the romance allowed to teenagers, would not have had a Facebook page, nor been able to listen to pop music or sulk in her bedroom. But it was this Mary who said yes to the angel. As we adults allow ourselves to be caught up in the spirit of Christmas by children, it may be our responsibility to share with children Mary's generosity. Her yes to God's invitation meant that her life suddenly became very adult, and she had to learn quickly that a community can be most intolerant and unforgiving. Can we say yes with Mary at Christmas?